Hello and welcome to Alchemy 101, the show that explores all avenues of transformation and aims to offer some useful nuggets that can support us in living in line with nature in a way that's true to our nature, no matter how contrary that might seem, just like this nightingale, the bird that sings out in the dark. I'm JJ, the Practical Alchemist, and I'm very happy you could join me today for a chat with someone whose work is very close to my heart. Arianna Aounon is an award-winning women's health mentor specialising in weight loss, thyroid health and cellular detoxification. She's a nutritionist and a natural health advocate, as well as an author and speaker who's developed what she calls her body awakening method. I caught up with her in beautiful Bali, where she's based right now. I wasn't there, we were on Zoom. And we started off our conversation by me asking her to give us an insight into how she works.
Well, first, it's beautiful to be here. So, super excited to come and share this. So, the big thing that I'm bringing to the world at the moment is around this cellular way, this cellular... There's many different words, but it's cellular regeneration, it's plant nutrition. I myself, the reason why I'm so passionate about this firstly is because I had a huge journey with my own health. I struggled with my hormones, my weight, anxiety, stress, cravings, addictions, you name it. It ticked it all. At one point I had about over 40 symptoms. And I went on this big, big journey of exploring different diets and many different wellness ways, you know, different detoxes, different alternative therapies and healings and supplementation, everything. But I got to this point where I realized that I was doing a lot and actually my symptoms weren't really doing much. It was kind of like something in me was like, things are just being more suppressed. You know, my body was still very tired and congested and heavy and confused. And my emotions were the big kind of like one that were caught me. And so it was actually after a big journey around the world and kind of giving my power away in a sense in a relationship that got me to this point. I remember being in Costa Rica, looking out this window, seeing this macaw, and it was like a sign of self-love. And it was like, and I had just caught this glycophosphate poisoning, Zika virus. Like I was in bed feeling like I was going to die.
Yeah, you would do.
Right. And there was a whole load of things going on. And I was like, oh my God, my luggage had been sent to Mexico and I was in Costa Rica. It's like everything had been stripped from me. I was like stripped naked with nothing. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die in this bed, in only my knickers. And it was just an overwhelming feeling. And it just hit me then. It was like, it's time to turn back within. It's time to focus on myself. It's time to stop trying to find love outside myself, actually. And so moving, like fast forward a bit, I came back to England. I split up from my partner at the time, and I was guided to Marbella. This is when the cellular way came into my life. It was like there was this guiding light of like, oh, okay. It's like I feel like this cellular way is this way that it's a way of self-love. You know, I feel like there's this word of like radical self-love. And I feel like many of us are being called to that right now, like deeper, deeper, deeper. And so I dived into this 30-day fruit fast, and I literally, the transformation through fruit and certain herbs and enemas, it was a whole kind of process, which I now call the Body Awakening Reset Method. But the transformation was something that I knew deep in my being there was, but I hadn't experienced it. And then this kind of handed it to me on a plate. You know, it was a journey. There was challenges. It was ups and downs. But oh my word, like that whole thing of if you've tried so much and you're like, is anything ever going to work? This cellular way, I've realized, and for many of the women that come to me are like, they tried loads. They're like, why is this different? Why is this going to work? And it's because we go to the cellular body. So this is the piece. I just felt that story just seemed to come out and wanted to be shared. So I feel like this journey with self-love, this journey with the cellular way is calling us to go. It's like cell deep is self deep. And that's where it took me deeper into really meeting myself, my true self. It peeled away so much. All the, you know, I look at it also like we have a lot of surface level nutrition and detox, which will clear a bit of the body, but it doesn't go to that part of where we start in the cells. We start to clear like imprints. We start to clear like the illusion and we start to remove veils. So we actually start to see who we really are and what we were just mentioning, JJ, about the, you know, our true nature. It's like coming back to that place of like in our power, like aliveness, soul aliveness, and our joy, our bliss, our connection with nature. And I think that's ultimately the cellular way. You know, I've been on journeys with plant medicine and many different things, but the cellular way is something, you know, the way we use the nutrition, you know, it's and I suppose me saying the cellular way, it's like, well, what is it really? You know, it's working with mucus-free, mucus-lean, more alkaline nutrition, plant-based. And, you know, I always say there's a big difference between eating healthy and then using nutrition to heal the body. Mm-hmm. And I suppose, you know, it's that thing of like, we can just want a bit more energy or to lose a little bit of weight, or do we want to like really go to our next level in our body? And I suppose it's that thing. That's what I feel really called to, is that, like, you know, experience more of our potential as creative beings and really tap into our intuition and really live our life, you know, instead of feeling like we have to, I suppose, follow sheep. I don't know. It's like, that's what wants to come out, you know, following that the sheep and staying in that place of conditioning and programming. And the thing is, like, I had so much of that myself to peel away and peel away, and definitely humbly still on the journey. But I feel like that's what the cellular way just showed to me. It was like, there's more. And like nutrition is, I see a lot of nutrition being just so misunderstood, especially if we're going to come to that place of healing the body from chronic disease and really bringing our hormones into balance, which is a key part of bringing that inner union, our feminine and masculine energy, which I feel is so huge right now, and our life force, and really like claiming our life force instead of giving it away, or having it, you know, thinking that we have to give it away, when, you know, we get to be the ones that hold the reins of our life and make the decisions, the highest decisions for ourselves. So it's working with a principle of like transition through nutrition. Yeah. So we can start to use food to alkalize the body, to alkalize the tissue, because really ultimately the dis-ease we feel in the body is the body's just so acidic. And so when we start to alkalize the body using these beautiful processes in the Body Waking Reset method, it starts to bring balance and harmony. And as soon as we give the body like the terrain, the environment it loves, it heals itself, right? But of course, you know, in the medical system, if we're, you know, the handing out of medication it is that word, it's nonsense. Because, and the thing is, I understand, I have deep compassion, firstly, I want to say, because I understand that we want relief on this journey. We want relief and we want to just get better. And we're everyone, and to all the amazing beings listening to this, you know, I understand it's a tough journey, but also we get to empower ourselves to realize that actually medication is really just more acid on acid. You know, that's how I like to look at it. It's just simple. It's like, oh, actually, why would I put acid in my body when actually my body's already acidic? And that's the principle of that cellular way. It's like, we want to get to the root cause so we can start to heal root deep. And of course, you know, it's like the deeper we go in the body, the higher we rise as a being, as our true self. And yeah.
Well, I love your description of what you're doing. Yes, I think living our true nature is really important, and living in line with nature, as I say at the top of every show, living in line with nature and living true to our nature. And how do we get there? And what you're obviously offering is a way to get there, which is wonderful. And I'm listening to what you're saying, and I get, yes, of course, nutrition. And I'm a big believer in food as medicine, what we put into our body being our medicine, and bringing our body back into homeostasis, into balance, so that we can really be what we truly are. As I was listening to you, what came into my mind was, okay, so if anybody's listening to this, they'll get the nutrition aspect, absolutely. And they will get that, you know, then we're de-acidifying our bodies, we're alkalizing, we're making our bodies more alkaline. And then we come down to the cellular level. Now, we're talking about clearing patterns and that sort of thing from our cells. And I'm hearing from you that we're talking mostly about doing that through diet, but isn't there another aspect to this? And for instance, anybody who's read the book, The Biology of Belief, mm-hmm. will understand that thoughts, emotions, all of those things impact our cells. So when we're talking about the alkalizing effect of diet and clearing our bodies of all the stuff that we've built up over the years, do you also work on the emotional and spiritual level with people?
Such a good question. And yeah, just insight there. Absolutely. Like, I've realized how over the years, and I've been nearly on this journey for doing this work for a near decade, and I realized how incredibly important it is to be tapping into the emotional body and spiritual. I mean, it's absolutely essential to like that full kind of holistic health. And so what I realized on the journey through going deep in my own body and then seeing my clients go on the journey as well, I realized actually when there's so much physical symptoms in the body, you know, it's kind of like, okay, the energetic to the emotional to the physical. When things aren't tended to energetically, it's that movement to the emotional. And again, if they're not, then it's the physical. So once they're in the physical, it's like, okay, so we work on the process of clearing that through the nutrition, through detox, through regeneration, through using the herbs and the fruits and the veggies to cleanse, eliminate, regenerate. I've discovered that once the body is clearer at that cellular level, it allows, and I experienced this in my own being, so, and I saw it, seen it in many women, it's like, it allows us to feel our emotions and to experience it on a different level. It's like, it allows an easier process of actually working with them to release. So it's kind of like that thing of like, oh, okay, so there's so much gunk in the cell, so let's start to remove. I mean, my body was full of mucus and parasites, big things, and parasites just due to so much giving away of my power and seeking outside myself. So as we turn within, we clear within, we realize what's really within. And so as all that stuff is removed, then it's like, oh, it's kind of like the emotional body comes more in line, and it's like, wow, I'm feeling that. Okay, what's that? And so it's kind of that process through the body awakening reset method. It's like we go kind of the physical, the emotional. And then, of course, once we start to really not only start to feel our emotions, but start to have kind of authentic communication around them, like that whole thing of like we're safe to like share our emotions. We're safe to have emotions, and we don't need to label it all as good and bad and right and wrong. It's like, okay, it is what it is. And the body just wants to allow that and express that. And what's the journey with that? And I noticed, JJ, a big thing with my own body, the more I've tended to done the physical purification, but then tended to the emotional body and really have that awareness around it, my body just kind of, it feels so light, you know, like weight doesn't come back on, because obviously emotion is, it's energy in motion, right? And so it's an absolute like vital key part of the work I do with the ladies, for sure. It's absolutely essential, actually. Like, the emotional body has to be addressed, and why I feel, you know, in our programs it's such a key bit to have that journey of being able to address the whole body. And of course, when we go to that level of ourselves and purify there, we start to and start to feel our emotions, start to basically reconnect with our body, right? Reconnect with our body wisdom and this incredible like feminine temple, you know, which is so intuitive and powerful and amazing. Then like that whole spiritual journey activates. I've done a lot of Kundalini work as well, which also helped me tap into kind of that, I suppose, the divine, you know, that part of our divine nature, like really understanding ourselves on, yes, we're human. Yes, we're souls having a human experience. And, you know, we're divine beings as well. And so, yeah, it's an all round kind of comprehensive journey, you know, coming back to the true self and ultimately just allowing ourselves to be true to like our authentic selves, right? Like, I think that's what the peeling away of all the stuff in the cells. You come back to more and more authenticity of meeting yourself, really meeting, you know, I remember there was so many points in my own journey and I hear it from so many women of just like, I just want to know myself, you know, I want to know myself better. And I think it's such a beautiful journey to like, you know, come back more and more and really get to know who you are. After we've peeled away, you know, all these conditionings, programs, beliefs, other people's energies and impressions and all that stuff. So, yes, as we were talking before we jumped on, you know, the whole, you know, energetic hygiene in a sense is really huge. And I realized this purification journey is what's allowed me to really step into a place of really learning how to master my energy better in a very kind of wild world and as a
wild and wonderful way, wild and wonderful way. And by the way, that book I mentioned, Biology of Belief, is by Bruce Lipton, a cell biologist who married science and spirit in what was a truly groundbreaking book when it was published 12 years ago. Well, we'll be back with more from Arianna Aounon on all of this in a moment. First, it's time to take a break to hear these messages.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
And you're listening to Alchemy 101 here on UK Health Radio with me, JJ, the Practical Alchemist, and my guest, Arianna Aounon. Now, I should remind us all at this stage that Arianna specialises in women's health, and one of the issues that many women suffer from is an underactive or overactive thyroid, an issue that Arianna has had a great deal of success in treating by all accounts.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the thyroid, having had my own journey as well and seen my mum, my two sisters all be put on medication. My younger sister was put on medication at the age of 16. She was on it for 16 years. And I saw the real deterioration of thyroid medication mentally. There was real, it was huge. And so I feel like because I saw it so firsthand, it's like I just had this passion for it. And then I was nearly put on medication, but I was kind of like, no, I'm going to say no. My body's saying no, and I'm going to find a way. And I went off and I found a way. And that's when I'd begun my studies years ago. And yes, so many women come with hypothyroid mainly, so underactive thyroid. So it comes up also with things like symptoms like depression or hair loss or stress and anxiety, weight gain, And there's absolutely, you know, I always like to say it's actually not a thyroid issue. It's an adrenals issue. So actually when we come to the point of like remembering these beautiful little tiny glands that sit on top of our kidneys, they are like, they just take so much. And when they are regenerated, when they're made healthy, when we start to really move out of flight and fight to rest and digest, and we start to just heal the nervous system really, and also the adrenals, but all of that interlinks to the detoxification pathways and cleaning the blood, working on the liver, the kidneys, getting the kidneys filtering, not just functioning, because most are just functioning, we want them filtering and get the liver really working and clearing out old hormones. And then the lymph really moving. It's kind of like the sewer system of our body, but getting that moving stuff out. Using plant foods and detox processes to do this, the thyroid naturally heals. And yes, it's not just that physical part. It's also looking at, okay, where am I suppressing my expression? Where am I not speaking my truth? Where am I holding back my authentic voice to not push some buttons or shake the boat a little bit, you know? And also there's the whole journey as well with the medication and how it's just so easily handed out. There's absolutely a way that you can work with our method here. Working with plant nutrition, with detox, with that focus on especially all the endocrine glands, but specifically the adrenals. We can bring the body back into harmony. Usually women that come to me and who have been on medication for usually decades, we work through the process, like I've spoken about, of alkalizing, the detoxing, the cleansing, the regenerating, working on the emotional body, the spiritual, and bringing everything into alignment. And they can be off medication in between 3 to 6 months. And with that process, we can stabilize being off it. And so that medication is just binned. You know, it's binned, like there's no more having to go in and out of surgeries for that, for all the testing, which I know how exhausting it can be. I saw my sister do it just nonstop, and actually she didn't get anywhere. And going to endocrinology, and this isn't putting anyone's work down. It's just seeing where, you know, are we getting help? Are we getting the help that we need and want? You know, it's about the solution, and medication and tests just aren't a solution when we have the medicine of the earth, of the plants, and we have beautiful detoxification processes, which will naturally heal the body. You know, once the body is given the correct medicine information through these foods and through these processes, it knows what to do. You know, it's like the body's intelligence, yeah. The body's wisdom. And yes, you know, it's like, okay, sometimes we have to bring ourselves into this place of like giving ourselves permission. Like, okay, I get to heal myself. Like I get to step out of that way, and I get to choose a different path, and it's safe. And there are many of us walking this path with nutrition and detox, and it's okay to go into that surgery and say, you know what, like I'm going to try something else. And thank you so much. It's a journey, and it does take courage, but I know, you know, we are all full of it. We can dig deep and find our courage.
Yeah. And it's a must. Exactly. And I was going to say to you that, you know, in order for us to go on this journey, as you describe it, we have to be willing to go on this journey. I suspect for a lot of people, it's easy to accept the medication and not think about an alternative route, which might be a little bit more challenging. So, you know, what you're doing when you're working with people, challenges will arise. It's not as easy as taking a pill, is it?
Absolutely not. And that's the thing, right? It's that thing of like, we kind of think, okay, it's convenient, right? It's convenient, it's quick, it's easy, I just pop this pill. But is it really convenient? Is it really like, it's just not convenient, because it's taking us down a path of even further ease, even further pain, even further struggle, disempowerment, and handing our body over to some agenda, you know, some lie. And really, when actually I really feel like those of us that go on this wildly wonderful, crazy, incredibly beautiful journey of healing our body, you know, we are we are called and given this journey to realize the strength that we do have in us, to realize how empowered we can become and how inspired we can, like, you know, the inspiration we can absorb from this, from others who are, you know, from other people that are doing it, and to realize, you know, when no one's doing it alone, like, we can walk this path together. You know, this is a time of unity consciousness. We've got to come together and forget the nonsense of separation, because we're all interconnected, you know. And it's like, yes, there does have to be this, like, I'm willing, you know, like, I'm willing to try something new. Like, I'm willing to step into a place of believing that change is safe, like, that I'm safe to walk this path, and to trust myself. Ultimately, it comes back to trust, like, biggest journey ever. To trust yourself, to trust life, to trust another, to trust the plants. You know, there's so much, kind of trust put in this medication. When do we even look at the side effects? I mean, half of them say a coma and death. I mean, what the heck are we putting that stuff in our body for? But yeah, it's convenient and it's easy, but it's not, because it's suppressing the body, and we don't want to, we're not here to be suppressed. This is it, right? We're here to be these ecstatic, blissful, joyous beings who are thriving and coming together and just feeling empowered. And so I think anything that is suppressing the body.
You have to want that change. And for a lot of people, especially older generations, maybe right now, maybe no more than any other generation, but we've been removed a little bit from the natural world, right? A lot of people now are on computers all the time, and they even go out into nature and experience nature as regularly as they might. And I know that, for instance, my mother, who passed away a few years back at the age of 97, was very suspicious of anything that I might have foraged, for instance. You know, I remember taking wild garlic home one day to her, and she said, "What's that?" I said, "Wild garlic." She said, "Oh, might be poisonous." No, it's not poisonous. It's wild garlic. It's absolutely fine. And it's good for you, right? But there's this belief amongst many people that, you know, we have to rely on what's been created in a laboratory, or what's been created by the scientists, the experts. But actually, folklore will tell you so many things in nature are just so much better for us. And again, you know, I always come back to the example of aspirin and meadowsweet. Aspirin was originally extracted from meadowsweet, which is where the name aspirin comes from, because I think the Latin name for meadowsweet is spirea something, or aspiria or something like that. And as a medical herbalist friend of mine and sometime guest on the show will tell you, if you take meadowsweet, you don't get any of the issues that you get from taking aspirin, which is the extract from, because you have the entourage effect of the whole plant, which deals with any issues that there might be. So it's almost like we've kind of moved away from trusting nature. You talk about trust. It's trusting nature, isn't it?
Oh, goosebumps. Yes, absolutely. You know, it's like the whole science thing is like they want to isolate everything. And it's like, no, we want everything to work in synergy. That's how herbs work, right? How you get that beautiful formula. And it's like they're all working together and dancing and doing their thing, healing. Yes, that is the ultimate. It's about the, whose quote is it? I think it might be Professor Arnold Errett, who does this mucus-free lean, who started this a long time ago. And he says, you know, the only operating table that you want to be on is nature's operating table. Mm-hmm. So how far have we come? Yeah, how have we gone to, I'll go into a hospital and be cut open, have body parts taken out. And I know that's a bit graphic, but it's like, hang on a minute. Like, nature knows, it's like a consciousness, right? It's like, I always look, it's like plant consciousness. It's like plant DNA is actually very similar to human DNA. And so it just naturally knows how to work with us. And I feel it's that thing of, it is an empowerment piece, really. because it's that thing of like, okay, we can go into the hospital doctor, but it's like we're handing our body over to someone because, I don't know, apparently they know better than us. No one knows better than your internal like guidance system. You know your intuition. And that's what I remember in the surgery. You know, it's that thing of, oh, that feels a bit off. And I'm going to trust my within this time. And I'm going to just walk out and say, thank you very much. And know that I'm safe to do that because like, this is my body, you know, it's like, and I decide what goes in it. So I think it's as simple as that. It's like, you know, it's coming back also to self-love. It's like, I'm really, and self-respect, really honing in of like, what's more loving for my body? What is more, putting a chemical in it or having a surgery or actually seeking out and understanding more, you know? And, you know, I think that's it. It's like, it's openness, right? It's like when we open, it's like having that open heart, that open mind, a soft heart to, I mean, look at nature. Like it just moves with the rhythms, the seasons. It's always adapting. And that's what happens when we put these amazing herbs and foods in our body. It allows our body to, yes, like rebalance and reharmonize when chemicals just destroy our microbiome and everything. So yeah, ultimately it's each of us stepping into that place of saying how well do I want to live? Like how good do I want to feel? Because medication is a spiral down, you know, it's like let's spiral up with nature and trust our mother. I mean, ultimately this is what's happening. It's like we've got to trust our true mother, which is Mother Earth, and come back to her medicine. And, you know, it's like, I've just been in Spain as well for a few days on our land in southern Spain, and I could just feel the ancestors there. My ancestors who used to work with the herbs and have the herbs around them. And, you know, it's like what's happened between then, it's like it's a reconnect to our ancestors, right, in the land.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, and we haven't mentioned that you do have Spanish heritage, hence your name. But yeah, and that is important as well. That's very important. But yes, it is trusting our mother. Nature is our mother, and understanding that we are nature. We're not apart from nature. We are nature. We are so intertwined with nature as any other being or plant or entity on the planet. It is all nature. We're that. I think that's fantastic. Now, I know that you do retreats. So what I want to hear a little bit more about is how you work. And, you know, for instance, if somebody were to come on a retreat, you're in Bali right now and you're going to be running retreats, I guess, in Bali. You've only been back in Bali a couple of days at this point as we record this, but you'll be running retreats there. Now, on a retreat, what would somebody expect? Say I booked to come onto your retreat in Bali. What would I experience?
And we'll hear Arianna's answer to that right after this short break. So stand by as we hear from our station sponsors.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living. We've been doing this for over 40 years. Every year, more and more people are living satisfying lives completely cruelty-free. Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
And you're listening to Alchemy 101 here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio, with me, JJ, the practical alchemist, and my guest, Arianna Aounon, who was about to tell us about the retreats she runs. Here's Arianna.
Yeah, great. So the Body Awakening retreats are a little bit different to other retreats, because I always felt with the whole retreat, it's like, oh, you just go for a week and then somehow you just kind of slip back into life and everything.
Yeah.
So within our programs, our retreat programs, there's also 3 months of one-on-one support. So it's a more kind of, I suppose, a deeper immersion and a higher level one-on-one work together, so that we start a bit of work together before. So you feel that, you know, it's really like setting those intentions. What's the vision? What's the transformation? Really anchoring that before. That's really always so key. And then the retreat is somewhere where it's just, I mean, it's, for me, it's like where we all get to experience this feeling of, you know, I say, like, everyone talks about heaven on earth, right? The heaven on earth starts in this body. And so we dive deep with fruit fasting, dry fasting, different herbal formulas. I work with bioresonance frequency therapy as well. There's Kundalini, there's dance, there's expression. You know, there's circles, there's drumming. There's a lot, you know, it's the detox, but it's also coming back to this feminine body. You know, I'm big on that. Of course, we all have feminine, masculine energies within, but we've been given a female body for a reason. And so it's also tapping into our sexuality, our sensuality. It's coming back to feeling so incredibly connected and safe in this feminine body, and at peace and confident in who you are, in your body, in your authentic expression. Because ultimately, you know, we're just expressive beings. So it is, the journey is a big awakening of authentic expression as well. But we do like the physical clearing and then real embodiment, you know. So it's like an empowered embodiment awakening journey that we go on. And I'm very kind of, you know, it's group work, but it's also one-on-one on retreat. I'm high touch and really low tech with my work. And then we continue the journey afterwards for normally kind of the 2 months or 2.5 months. We start kind of a couple weeks before the retreat. So it's a real deep dive. So actually what you experience and receive on that retreat, you take into your life and you anchor it and you integrate it and you fully embody it. So you actually step into like a totally new version of yourself, instead of it just being like, well, that was beautiful and amazing. And then life and stress and everything and caffeine, you know, all that. So it's really, yeah, it's for those women who really want to experience a deep transformation and really embody the transformation and take it with them into like a new chapter of their life, like a new beginning in their life. And also I've seen in many women I work with, there can sometimes be this little bit of stagnation around creative flow, and that's all unlocked through this work as well, and through the purification. So I've seen many women like have projects like for years, and then like we work together, and like within 3 months they've suddenly got like this tarot deck out to the world, or they've suddenly like got their whole podcast recorded. So there's also a creative activation and alignment through the work that we do. So yeah, you know, many of the women are, yeah, entrepreneurs and mamas, sensitive creatives. Yeah.
Well, we talked about this a little bit before we started recording, and I was saying that when you do have that clearing in your system, all kinds of things can come through, and we do activate our creativity, and we do achieve things or manifest things that we thought we never might do. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So yeah, it's really fantastic that you're enabling women to get to that point. And then another question that I have about the retreats is, how long do the retreats with you actually in person last?
We do 6 nights, so into kind of like 7 days, but 6 nights, 7 days, yeah. And that's in either Ibiza and Bali. We haven't got new dates set as yet, but they're going to be coming out. Bali will be coming out, yeah.
Yeah, so you work with somebody a couple of weeks beforehand. They come out to see you either in Ibiza or Bali, and they spend time with you doing all these things that you were talking about. And then they have support afterwards, which I think is really important, because it's very easy, as you say, to slip back into old habits. It's habits, isn't it? Habits.
Yes. Habits, yeah. And patterns and behaviors and thought, you know, certain belief systems and all that, because you get around, I don't know, maybe family or friends that are just not on this journey, for example, you know. So, yeah, it's really, I just see it so powerful when you know that, oh, I finished the retreat, but I've still got Ariana's guidance. We connect every week, like once a week through Zoom or phone call. Plus, you know, we have a connection via message. So I'm kind of, I'm there, you know, daily for connection. And it just keeps the momentum, the flow, the inspiration that, you know, I'm very much about, we can think this healing journey is going to be hard and a struggle or pain, or we can shift our mindset to one of eagerness and excitement and realize actually, how about like I get excited about this like impending wellness that I'm about to step into, this new life of, oh, so much wonder and so much dance.
Yeah, yeah. It does sound like exactly what we need today to transform. I mean, the metaphor of the butterfly has been well overused over the years, you know, the chrysalis and the butterfly, but it is that really. It is about us taking the reins and taking responsibility for our health and well-being and our lives and empowering ourselves so that we can achieve what we're here to achieve. And I love that. Yeah. And so in your sessions after your in-person retreats, I mean, is it just a question of supporting, or do you have a regime that you ask people to stick to? Because everybody's a bit individual. So, you know, do you have that kind of regime where you have a, you know, a diet chart or that sort of thing? Or do you just leave it to the individual to follow their own lead?
No. So with the work I do, it's always, yeah, whether it's retreat and then that support, or whether it's the online kind of virtual programs I do one-on-one, it's very bespoke, because yes, everyone is super on their own journey, unique, individual, and we need that. So, you know, I create bespoke programs. Our sessions will flow with, there's always an implementation of the ongoing with nutrition and kind of detox and cleansing protocols that is specific to that individual and what she needs then. And then on our calls, you know, we can dive into stuff around emotions. We can do some sound healing. We can, yeah, talk about nutrition. Maybe there's some healing symptoms coming up we need to talk through. So it's just, you know, it's for me and that woman, it's for her to just feel like she's so held and so safe and guided that whatever comes up, it's all good. Like, we work through it. And I think I've realized that having been through just so deep in my own body, it's like it's brought me to a place of just being able to give that, you know, support and that guidance so clearly. And I work very intuitively as well. So there's a big intuition that leads the way with each journey, but they're always bespoke. Yeah.
I mean, it's great to hear you saying that, because again, I think we're moving away from the old way of doing this kind of retreat where you're all told to eat this, do this, you know, be this, and then you'll be better. So that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about everybody on their own journey, but you facilitating that journey.
Yes. And I think, yeah, that's such a great highlight. It's so important now to feel like we're not following suit. We are all on our own journey, and we get to also tune into ourselves, you know, and also express what we need. I feel like there's this whole level of like, yeah, we get, especially women, like express what you need and what you're feeling and what's your intuition saying. You know, ultimately it's empowering each individual to realize they can heal themselves and that their intuition is always guiding them. And when we come back, you know, to this purification way, our intuition is so much clearer as well. And so it's very much, a place of cultivating like your own kind of core soul frequency, right? And really tuning into your truth. So it's just that word. It always is coming back to empowerment, like awakening, you know, it's about awakening, like that full empowerment within oneself to really live true to our true nature.
Yes, and I guess that being in somewhere as beautiful as Bali, you're surrounded by beautiful nature. Not that we're not surrounded by beautiful nature in other countries either, but I can, you know, I can just envisage you there in this wonderful space that Bali can offer. And for a lot of people who are living in cities, for instance, with not so much access to nature and green space, although there is nature in all our cities, you know, no matter what your city is like, I do say to people, you know, it's there. Nature is always there if you look for it. Sometimes you have to look a bit harder, but it's always there. And so part of that healing, if you're going to see, if you're going to your retreat in Bali, let's say, is being allowed in the warmth as well, which, you know, is not always present wherever we live. I'm here in Scotland. It's not that warm in winter, let's just say. But you can experience that in the warmth. There's something about that lovely warmth as well that's kind of freeing. So we can just relax as well, isn't there?
Oh, my God, absolutely. Like, the environment and the land has always been a huge thing for where I hold the retreats. You know, I have a big connection with Ibiza, kind of doing it out of the midsummer season, but kind of spring and autumn. So it's those cleansing seasons. But yeah, Bali here, the Mama Bali, she just holds that beautiful frequency of self-love, of self-care, of the feminine energy. So it's very supportive and very nourishing. And yes, the weather is currently very, very warm, but it's like those balmy evenings, and the nature is just lush. You know, there's so much jungle, and it's a very magical, supportive energy to support purification. So it is, you know, it is very different to doing a journey, you know, yourself at home, which we all can do, absolutely. And sometimes we have to do it that way, and that's perfect. But yes, to come out and do it on the land here in Bali and feel the energy, it's a whole other level of transformation. You know, you receive a lot of the nourishment from this land. And also there's a whole other soul activation, you know, if we're cool, I feel like we're often cooled, aren't we? If it's a retreat and it's in a certain place. I remember when I went to one in Peru, it was like, I knew I had to go to Peru, like the land called me there. And so I feel like women will feel that. Is Bali calling you? Is Ibiza calling you? I know she calls many.
Indeed, that's absolutely true. And yes, it is a question of trusting your intuition and saying, is this calling me? Is this something that I have to do? And acting on that, because so many people will think, oh, yeah, you know, I feel that I should be going, oh, but, you know, I've got this to do, or oh, but I've got something else to do. Or somebody will say, really? What do you want to go there for? And then the dream is shattered. Yeah. Well, Ariana, yeah. I think it's fantastic that you're offering women this opportunity. I do personally believe that it's exactly the kind of thing that we need in these times. And I think it's great that you are holding that energy, holding that space for so many women so that they can empower themselves and align themselves with nature so that they can be true to their nature. There, I'll say it again. So thank you so much for coming on the show and talking to me about it. And I think hopefully people will hear what you're saying. And even if they don't come on one of your retreats, they'll wake up a little bit more to the fact that maybe, you know, the stuff that I can be doing that will help me heal more than just going to the doctor and getting a pill. Maybe I can be doing something a little bit more gentle and authentic in terms of my health. Yeah.
Yeah. So, absolutely that. It's being gentle on ourselves. It's being gentle, and nature is exactly that. It's coming back to, the true medicine, and being bigger than our excuses and buts and all that business.
Exactly. And not being afraid of that journey. We keep talking about the journey, but not being scared, you know, just taking one step at a time and knowing that, well, actually, I think once you get onto that journey, you get a certain energy, don't you? There's a certain energy that propels you forward. That's what I find anyway. So yes. Yeah.
It's just taking that step, right? It's getting on it, and then it's like, okay, there's a rhythm, there's a momentum, because you start to see the results and you start to feel amazing. You're like, okay, there's more. I get to feel alive. It's time for soul aliveness.
Exactly. So fabulous. Thank you so much, Arianna. I wish you well with all that you're doing. And if anybody wants to get in touch with you, how do they do that? You've got a website, I know. So all your information and details are on there. Just tell us about the website again.
Yeah, my website's www.ariannaalmion.com. And that's got all my social kind of little links on there as well. Yeah.
So if anybody wants to check out what you're up to and maybe work with you, they can find all the details there. Thanks so much once again, Arianna. It's been fabulous to meet you and have you on the show.
Thank you. Such a pleasure.
And since we recorded this, Arianna has set a date for her next The Body Awakening Retreat program in Bali. Now, that's going to be from the 16th to the 22nd of July this year, so not long to go now, and it's by application only. So if you're drawn to working with Arianna, do contact her at this email address, info@ariannaaunon.com. That's ariannaaunon.com. And that really is the end of today's show. Thank you for joining us. Remember, you can listen to all of our shows on all the main podcast platforms these days. Now, if you like what you hear, or if they've helped you, do help us spread the word by sharing them. You never know, it might be just what someone you know needs to hear. Also, check out the show I co-host with psychiatrist and coach Dr. Mark Goulston here on UK Health Radio. It's called Hurt Less, Live More, and it's the place for raw, open, uplifting and hopefully enlightening conversations with fantastic guests, and sometimes just me and Mark on our own. For even more health information, there's our sister publication, Health Triangle Magazine. That's a monthly magazine that's full of great features complementing our radio shows. You can subscribe online at ukhealthradio.com. Or to find out more about me, head on over to thepracticalalchemist.uk. And that really is it. Join me for more alchemy next time. Until then, it's goodbye from me and that nightingale.